back up from the 80s. I never get pissed off at Ronald Reagan. I never paid attention to him back then. But that chick who wore the parachute pants, the one who broke my heart, the one who broke dance, I just hope that one day we'll meet again. I'm not sure, I'm not sure, I'm not sure, no, I'm not sure, I'm not sure what I would do. I'm not sure it even matters, because I know wherever she is, that she got some stuck up in her ass. And it looks on the shore that my ship can, she can only, eat us up alive, eat us up alive. Na 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 na.
Hello, I am The Night Show. This is the unideal idealist ideating, independent from institutional constraints. With me tonight, I have someone relentless in her mood-changing abilities. She errs not to bring water from the rocks, but instead, flowers. When you're with her, you cannot help but have your spirits lifted. The universe itself is embarrassed when it must give her a bad hand. She is discreet with her own multitudinous achievements. She is my guest, Anna DeFelice. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm the night show again. I said that already. Anna DeFelice, I introduced you in the best way that I could. How would you introduce yourself?
Be on the show. Oh, was I not on?
Hey, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
I just forgot. That's my bad. I think they get this one.
I'm Anna DeFelice. I'm a Chemi, and I want to die.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's classic, and that's kind of the mood for the show tonight. Dying.
In a good way. The show. I don't want to talk about the show too much until the first few songs. But it's a comedy show, you know. We're playing funny songs here, you know. I don't have much other to say about that. But it feels like to me that everyone is coming up on such a ramp up of emotional and academic stress that we all desperately want to be alleviated through Thanksgiving break. that's the vibe from me, from people that I talk to. So I want to kick that off, you know. I want to kick that off with some comedy, you know. I don't want to get straight into the actual comedy songs, comedy of it right now. That would be too much. But I do have something that is extremely close to that. It's a song that I really enjoy, and I think it's a good song to just start off the show with. The song is called The Starting Line. The artist is Neil Cicerega. I will talk about more about this later, but the problem with comedy songs is that either you are really good at being an artist, or you are really good at being a comedian, you know? So, it's hard. It's very hard for people to do both. People do it. This is one of those people. This is Neil Cicerega, The Starting Line. Just a second. This might have an ad. We'll see.
This is the story of a girl. This is the story of a girl. This is the story of a girl.
I apologize so much.
This is the story of a girl. 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 This is the story of a girl.
Feel like shit.
Oh, shit.
Feeling like a saggy, massive sack of shit.
Oh, shit.
Big ol' motherfucking duffel bag of shit.
Oh, shit.
All day, all shit. I'm not really feeling like I wanna get lit.
Tell us how you're feeling.
I'm feeling like shit. Ladies, yeah. Do you feel like shit? Tell me, do you feel like shit?
Oh, yeah.
Fellas, are you feeling like shit? Tell me, are you feeling like shit?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, yeah. Do you feel like shit? Tell me, do you feel like shit?
Oh, yeah.
Very short song, but good and fun. That's Shit by Bo Burnham. Anna, you chose this song. You haven't watched Inside.
Okay, no, I've watched half of Inside, so I feel like that qualifies me to choose this song.
Sure.
And also, when I was doing research over the summer, every day when we exited the lab for lunch break, I swear to goodness, Carrie put this song on, and it was honestly a mood. And so.
Yeah. I liked Inside a lot. The first half is definitely the more funny half.
Oh, really?
You know about Inside.
The first half,
right? It kind of gets dark, but like this song and like I had another song on here. It's White Woman's Instagram. You've seen that, right?
Yes, I have.
I fucking love that song so much. It's so funny.
About Jeffrey Bezos though. You don't like
Yeah, Jeffrey I like Jeffrey Bezos. Bezos as well. Bo Burnham just in general, I think he's really smart, and Inside was a really really good show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't have much to say about it other than that. This next song, first I want to like say like the people in here aren't the most diverse or anything, because I like comedy isn't what I usually like gravitate toward, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I respect it a lot as a genre, right? Because like, it's doing something incredibly difficult, and like, most people do it well, and it's like it's doing like good work, like it's trying to make people smile, and like the way that stand up does, and stand up is arguably like easier than musical comedy. Musical comedy is just really hard, you know. Mm-hmm. This next song I think does it well, and it's sort of like a narrative type thing. I think it's really funny. I don't know if you think it's really funny. This is a Wolfbeck song. It's Captain Hook, featuring Baby Theo, Bootsy Collins, and Mushy K. I love it a lot. Captain Hook, Wolfbeck.
A Pimo bomb bobble.
This is the story of Captain Hook, a young Swede that liked to cook up rhymes in the bathroom all alone, singing hooky hooky gibberish into his phone. There's no need to steal from Marvin Gaye,
no,
when the hottest hooks are public domain. Cause if Foster Silver's got a misdemeanor, I'm made off with a felony, explicit or clean, or whatever you need to bleep in the mix. I still make hits that don't even rhyme, that aren't even in time. Like Orson, yeah. Franchise the verse in a spin-off. I'll climb Mount Cleverest on a Wim Hof,
yeah.
I'll make your mother proud of you.
The family unit.
I'll make your mother proud of you.
The family unit.
I slow down when others go faster. Forget the writing, I own the master.
Go future straight.
Take delivery.
Cause on a bank run I got stability.
Learn something, edutainment. Focus on your breath, I'm a brain man.
Push comes to shove, no one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played. The art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens.
We're outgunned.
What?
Outmanned.
What?
Outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make it all on stand. And yo, I'm gonna need a right hand man.
Hey!
Hamilton, sir, he knows what to do in a trench. Intuitive influence and French, I mean.
Hamilton,
sir, you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do on the bench, I mean?
Hamilton,
no one has more resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance.
Hamilton,
you wanna fight for your land back?
Hamilton,
I need my right hand man back.
Hamilton,
I'll get your right hand man back.
Hamilton,
you know you gotta get your right hand man back.
Hamilton,
I mean, you gotta put some thought into the letter, but the sooner the better to get your right hand man back.
It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. Look back at the Bill of Rights,
which I wrote.
The ink hasn't dried. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Somebody has to stand up for the South. Somebody has to stand up to his mouth. The fire you're trying to douse, you can't put it out from inside the house. I'm in the cabinet, I am complicit in Washington grabbing at power and kissing it. Washington isn't gonna listen to disciplined dissidents. This is the difference, this kid is out. How do you write like you're running out of time?
Hey!
Write day and night like you're running out of time.
Hey!
Every day you fight like you're running out of time. Like you're running out of time. Are you running out of time? Tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? I know that we can win. I know the greatness lies in you. But remember, from here on in, history has its eyes on you. And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country and young, scrappy and hungry. Not throwing away my shot. There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
Just wait.
What's your name, man?
Talk about people that can do music and comedy well. It's not my favorite Weird Al song, I'll be honest with you. Because, you know, he's got some classics, and I listen to him a lot, especially in middle school. But he's just so good at the music. The polkas are hilarious.
Like, oh, yeah.
The alt polka I liked a lot. You chose this song, Anna.
Yes,
why do you like this? Why do you choose this song?
Okay, first off, Hamilton. Har, har, har.
Yeah.
It's topical, but also it kind of reminds me of my grandfather. This is a little deep, but he passed away, which is bad to bring up in a comedy show, but what else can you laugh out other than tragedy? But he would play polka nonstop in his final years. Like,
wow.
Yeah. He was very committed to the polka channel.
Weird Al polka or like regular
no,
polka?
No, regular polka.
That's so interesting to me.
But wow. I feel like he would have enjoyed this, you know, if he was like 20 years younger and like still alive, but you know.
Yeah. Wow, that's such an interesting like thing to be like obsessed with, like, because I like, you know, I've heard crossword puzzles, right?
Yeah,
but like polka, that's it's so
Well, he couldn't see, so
oh
I'm kidding.
All right. The next song this next song is also a song that you picked.
Yes.
It's an ABBA sort of cover. It's like an ABBA comedy Halloween cover, which I think is very funny. It's Gimme 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 by Brian David Gilbert. Why this song?
Okay, so this actually just came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Brian David Gilbert because he does short comedy skits on YouTube, but then he's also just like, in my mind, very good at coming up with original ideas. And whenever I see he has a video up, I just get so much joy. And that's what I hope to bring to tonight's show.
Yeah. I used to feel the same way. I think it became too boring for BDG, unfortunately.
Fair.
But I loved him a lot, like in his glory days with I think Polygon, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the quarantine ruined me, to be honest. Anyway, this is Gimme A Man After Midnight, an ABBA cover by Brian David Gilbert.
To my dearest sister/wife Elizabeth, I am absolutely sick with grief at the news of Mother's death. I have buried myself in my studies, and I pray that I shall find a breakthrough before death finds me. May this loneliness end soon. Yours truly and humbly, Victor Frankenstein.
And I'm reading my letters in my flat all alone. How I hate to spend the evening on my own. Blowing outside my window as I look around the room. And it makes me so depressed to see the gloom. There's not a soul out there. No one to hear my prayer. Somebody help me come and dig up a grave. Give me a man after midnight, lighting up the darkness with electricity. I give you
alive, and there's nothing procrastinate again. I'll never see myself in the mirror with my eyes closed. I didn't apologize for when I was 8 and I made my younger brother have to be my personal slave. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket? And was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. Shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries, accidentally taken off the shelf before the date stamped on my sack. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket? And was everybody dancing on the casket? Haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. Now it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do.
That was Dead by They Might Be Giants. Not even really funny. Really, but it does have like a sort of a absurdist humor appeal to it. Like there's a line about like, I never forgave, all right, I never said sorry for making my younger brother be my personal slave when I was 8. Like what? Like it's that kind of like weird like dark comedy like absurdist stuff. It you know, it's They Might Be Giants. I like it a lot. Yeah, how do you feel about that song?
No, I really liked it. I actually like
good.
It sounded like something I would legitimately listen to in not this context.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of what They Might Be Giants does. Like I mentioned earlier, like people are like really good artists or really good comedians. Like this band like knows that they're basically just really good artists, you know? Yes. And like they don't try to lean too heavy on the whole like comedy side, but they're a good band that like I think everyone should listen to. They Might Be Giants is good. Very nerdy. But yeah. The next song I love. I love this next song so much. So much I love this next song. This is it's not my favorite Bo Burnham song, right? But like it's definitely top 5. I love Lower Your Expectations. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose this song in your little playlist? I know this wasn't like a lock for you, but
yeah, it was. So I gave Travis a list of songs that I was like, okay, maybe they can go on the show. This was on it mainly because I love Bo Burnham, but I also love old Bo Burnham, and this is old Bo Burnham. Also, you know, it's just lighthearted. Kind of. I don't know. I didn't really prepare much to say about this. It's just like a funny song. Ha ha. Lower Your Expectations, All Guys. Actually, I could say All Guys are kind of... can I curse?
Yeah.
All guys are kind of shit. So like, even if you lower your expectations, I'm sorry, Bo Burnham. All guys are still going to be shit.
Yeah, it's like I forget who it was. I think it was like Sophie or something, but like... The bar is like at the ground, and like they bring a shovel, you know, like, you know, I'm a guy, I'm there as well, right? But like, yeah. but yeah, like it's a good song. It's Lower Expectations, Bo Burnham, one of his best, in my opinion. Yeah.
We all want love. How many single ladies out there looking for love tonight? Yeah, woo, that sadness out.
Some more where that came from.
Ladies, I know what you want. sweet, a guy that's tough, a feminist who likes to pay for stuff, the kind of guy that gets along with your friends without being attracted to any of them. A good boy, a bad boy, a good bad boy, a half good, half bad, half boy. Loves your brother, sensitive but not weakened. Is a great lover, calls your mother on the weekend. Now you might think that this guy only exists in your mind, but guess what? You're right. If you want love, lower your expectations a few, because Prince Charming would never settle for you. If you want love, just pick a guy and love him. And if he's got a thing for feet, say fuck it, sweep me off him. Now, the good thing is that at least men have very realistic expectations for women. He said, sarcastically setting up a second verse in a comedy song. You want a girl that's nice, a girl that's not obsessed with her looks, but is insanely hot. The kind of girl that you can show to your folks, love the movies that you like and always laughs at your jokes. A real girl, a hot girl, a really hot girl, a brand new, really hot, real doll. Wants to impress, he doesn't care if you notice, and only ever uses you to tickle her throat with. Now you might think that this girl only exists in your mind, but she's real. But last week she died. If you want love, lower your expectations a lot. You might think your dick is a gift, I promise it's not. If you want love, just pick a girl and love her, then whip out your dick and let the girl you love decline the offer. I don't want a neat freak, I don't want a slob, somebody with bad head and a dead-end job, cause I won't settle for less than perfect. We want perfect children, a perfect life, perfect husband or a perfect wife. But deep down we know we don't deserve. But we all deserve love, even on the days when we aren't our best, cause we all suck, but love can make us suck less. All deserve love, it's the very best part of being alive. And I would know, I just turned 25.
Oh damn.
What is a dog?
I forgot it's Mother's Day.
Didn't get a gift for her.
Other plans got in the way. She'll be so disappointed.
Damn, I forgot it too.
This could have been avoided.
What the hell are we gonna do? My mom's been so alone ever since my daddy left.
Cold.
No one to hold her tight. Life has put her to the test.
I know just what you mean. My mom's been so sad and gray.
Word.
My dad can't satisfy her in the bedroom ever since he passed away. Hold up. You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking I'm thinking too.
Slow up. What time is it, dog?
It's time for a switcheroo.
We both love our moms. Women with grown women needs. I say we break them off. Show them how much they really mean. Cause
I'm a mother lover. You're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers. Fuck each other's moms. I'm pushing that lady where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt this shit is crazy. Fucking each other's moms. Cause every mother's day needs a mother's night. If doing it is wrong, I'ma make your mama do a million poses.
They will be so surprised.
We are so cool and thoughtful.
Can't wait to book your mom.
I'ma be the syrup, she could be my waffle.
Shout up.
My mama loves bubble bath with chamomile.
Straight up. Give it to my mom. Doggy style. This is the perfect plan for a perfect Mother's Day. They'll have to rename this one All Up Under the Covers Day. Cause
I'm a mother lover. You're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers. Fuck each other's. I'm pushing that lady where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt this shit is crazy. Fucking each other's moms.
Break it down. It would be my honor to be your new stepfather.
It would be my honor to be your new stepfather.
And you and my mother make me
another brother.
Child.
And while I'm in your mother, I'll never use a rubber.
Oh. 'Cause every Mother's Day needs a mother's light.
Yeah.
Be my mother, love them. They blessed us both with the gift of life.
Uh-huh.
She brought you in this world, so I'm a sex so right. This is the second best idea that we've ever had.
Uh-huh.
The choice can be no other. Be my mother, love them.
Happy Mother's Day.
That was Mother Lover by The Lonely Island. It makes me sad. Like, and that's why I talked to you, right, about my reservations about doing this show, the comedy show, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't really laugh too much to songs, you know? Like, I use songs for emotions, but not those emotions. Like, I love that it's a thing, right? But that song, it's just something about the way that Justin Timberlake sells the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, just everything about that, and like them giving advice on each other's moms, especially when like Justin Timberlake says they're gonna be so surprised, we are so cool and thoughtful, like it makes me feel like a little immature boy, man, you know. And I like it. I think Adam Sandberg is like one of the smartest people out there in comedy. I think you know, Palm Springs was a great movie, and Lonely Island is the roots, and I think this is one of his best tracks he did with Lonely Island. The next song is not the song that is almost about to be playing, but rather content warning for suicide, by the way, if you need to leave the show. I completely understand, but it's Kill Yourself by Bo Burnham. A song I like, but this is Anna's song. I mean, Anna, let's go back to like, did you like Mother Lover?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Honestly, it kind of surprised me. I could see the songs, and it says Justin Timberlake, and I was like, what kind of comedy song has Justin Timberlake in? Specifically, I liked the line, I forget who sang it, something about, do it doggy style, like, if you're gonna do it, like, please do it right.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, and, you know, if I was one of their mothers, I think it'd be really thoughtful to receive that for Mother's Day.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Man, I'm really stalling. You chose
okay.
You chose Kill Yourself by Bo Burnham. Why?
Yes.
Why this track in particular? Because, like, you know, you chose this as, like,
yes,
one that you really wanted on the show.
Yes. Okay, so this is what everyone pretty much knows Bo Burnham for, if not for, like, Inside, or if they don't know him in general. But this is the first song I heard from Bo Burnham, and I thought it was brilliant, because even though it conveys that you all the ways that you could possibly kill yourself, it also has the irony, and he makes it obvious enough that the purpose is actually the opposite, to like amuse you, make you laugh so you don't feel lonely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I like everything with Bo Burnham, I think it portrays a good message. It is very sad, but it always ends off on a sort of hopeful note. Something that I wish he did a little bit more on Inside, but it's fine. Yeah. This is, YouTube lists this as Bo Burnham's problem solving song, which I think is just very funny. But this is, it's Kill Yourself by Bo Burnham.
Some of you might be sad and going through things. I feel for that. Life is tough. I'm not going to fix that with a song like Brave or Roar. You know, these inspirations. What I'm trying to say is don't listen to a song like this. Have you ever felt sad or lonely? Have you ever felt 2 feet tall? Have you ever thought, man, if only I was anybody else at all? They like to kick you when times get rough, and you give your all, but it's not enough, and sticks and stones might break your bones, but words can break your heart. But if you don't know where to go, I'll show you where to start. Kill yourself. It'll only take a minute, and you'll be happy that you did it. Just go over to your oven and shove your head in it. Kill yourself. Really, you should do it. There's really nothing to it. Just grab a mug and chug a cup of lighter fluid. Okay, now
feel like you pulled back. Maybe it's on account of the fact that I'm telling you to kill yourself over and over again. I'm just trying to make a simple point that life's toughest problems don't have simple answers. You shouldn't just be brave. You shouldn't just roar. You shouldn't kill yourself. But I understand that it's a sensitive subject and you're probably just hearing me say that, and I've dealt with, I don't want to be incensed. Look, I sound unempathetic. I sound mean and rude. Suicide is an epidemic, and I don't want to be misconstrued. Signs of depression go overlooked. So if you're depressed, then you need to book a therapy session. Talk about your depression and let a professional hear it. But if you search for moral wisdom in Katy Perry's lyrics, then kill yourself. It won't be painful if you are able to give a little kiss to an oncoming train. You'll kill yourself. It's over, Mueller. There's a trigger, pull it. Get it through your head, it being a bullet. Stick your tongue in a plug. Suck a pipe of exhaust. Make some toast in the tub. Nail yourself to a cross. Hold your breath till it's gone. Drink a gallon of mace. Be gay in Iran. Let Oprah sit on your face. Jump off of a bridge. Skinny dip in a flood. Skydive attached to a fridge. Drink a Haitian guy's blood. Break into the zoo. Give the tiger a shove. Eat a Phillips head screw. Marry Courtney Love.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi cause it never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a stinking ink and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the rug burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all the maze on. All of the smoking men in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham fan trick. My stick is guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better cuts in mind, the kind of tiny numbers on my hands are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into the Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom and I'm a babe to make me think the wrong thing. Oh, can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Birchmount Stadium, home of the Robbie.
I love this. I love it. I hate 1 week so much, but I love Stand By Me. This is I talked earlier in the show again about common theme, but yeah. Like most people don't understand how to do comedy, right? And most people don't understand how to do music. And when you put those two together, you know, you like it's hard. Musical comedy is very hard. There are two people that can do musical comedy mm-hmm. well. It's this man and Weird Al Yankovic.
Hmm.
They both understand the very basics of music and also the very basics of like what makes like any song funny, I think. Maybe like I know comedy is subjective and whatever, right? I don't care. this is funny.
Fuck your feelings.
it's funny that he made Stand By Me and One Week Work. That's this guy's whole shtick. Like he's a mashup artist. He made his like fame mashing up like All Star with different songs, right? Yeah. He did All Star with like Modest Mouse, and that's how he like became popular. And then you know he does things that like you really would not think work, but they work. He did like, anyway, that's the whole shtick, right? Mm-hmm. The next song is Christmas at Ground Zero. A little Christmas, you know.
It's past Christmas Halloween, tone. You know.
That's basically Christmas. There are Christmas decorations not only in the Easton Circle. Mm-hmm. There was like a festival going on Saturday, mm-hmm. which I was sort of offended by, but that's fine. but there's also Christmas decorations already in Lower.
I didn't notice those.
Yeah, they just put them up today. So, Anna, why did you choose Christmas at Ground Zero to be a possible song?
To be honest, I knew I wanted to do Weird Al, and I was like, I don't know. This is kind of fun because it's like the threat of nuclear disaster.
and yeah.
I think that's most representative of my comedy, just like unfortunate circumstances and tragedy, but in a comical lens.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, I'll tell you later. Never
okay.
mind.
Okay. This is, I guess, Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. That was Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. I just realized that someone, neither of us had listened to that song before we played it here. But the next song I definitely listened to, I'm not going to say too much about this song. It's our last song of the night. I'll do a little outro. But other than that, I hope you had a good time being on the show, Anna. Do you have any thoughts? Thoughts of the comedy show?
I'm going to have a dad joke, okay?
Okay.
Can I do it after this song?
Yes.
Because I need to look it up.
Yes.
Thank you.
This song is dedicated to Jeffrey.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing. A girl let me do it, it literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from, I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there, guess what I just did. Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing. Make sense, but man, screw it. I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife, that good. The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft, nice smelling girl's better. But she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater. Been a racist. She put a bag on my head.
That was I Just Had Sex by The Lonely Island.
Are you ready for a dad joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Heard the song Don't Start Now on the radio. Told my kids, if I have to listen to this song one more time, I'm going to Dua Lipa off the roof.
Got it. This, you know, I was the night show. This was Travis King. It was a pleasure, Anna DeFelice, my guest. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Same time, same place, next week, another guest, also in alphabetical order, which I think is, I like my alphabetical order thing. I think it's very funny. But yeah, that's all. Harness your hopes into the Thanksgiving break. I appreciate all of you.
telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plotter turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch